Hi there. Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that will hopefully make you smile, laugh, and freak out inside. I'm Sean.
And I'm Carrie. Sean's an ex-cop who does happier things now.
That's for sure. And Carrie's a New York Times and internationally best-selling children's book novelist. We live in Down East Maine, and our podcast is a little funky. We start off with a random thought we recorded in bed, or the kitchen, or the car, and then we give a writing tip and a dog tip for life because our dogs are wise and smart and like to be included.
We're not hoity-toity. We're not all trash talk, although we try. We're just us. So thanks for joining us. Please like, subscribe, and be cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, and dogs are smarter than people. And we begin with a random thought.
Let's do it, baby.
Now. Yeah.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. The very next day.
You let out.
Hey everybody, it's Random Thought in the Car time.
We're spending too much time in the car, not enough time in bed, apparently.
I know, or even in the kitchen. It's wrong, but our podcast often starts with a random thought in the car, blah, 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 or somewhere random, and you get to hear what we're like in real life. No, I'm kidding.
We're driving. Hence, we're in the car.
So I heard this thing about eyebrows, and I'm a little obsessed with eyebrows, but I'm also very cheap, so those are two things you know about me. And I have not the best eyebrows, so it's...
You have beautiful eyebrows.
That's very sweet, but my eyebrows are not very dark and not very hairy, and they disappear a lot in photos.
That's okay.
Okay, but... Apparently, there was some research done, and on littlethings.com, there's a little post about what your eyebrows are really saying about you. And it's basically, according to the author Phil Mutz, before we even open our mouths, we can actually telegraph an enormous amount about our personality simply by the way we look. And he means our eyebrows.
Does he mean expressions or how they actually look, or both?
I think both, because I can't get the rest of it to log up, like, pull up in the car.
Oh, no!
I know, because we're in a car and Bar Harbor.
Sucks.
So bad. So bad. But how weird is that?
Well, I get it. I get it from the physical expression point.
Yeah?
But as far as the look of an individual, I have a huge personal preference on that sort of thing. Probably should be safe, but... Unless they're really drastic, I don't even hardly notice them that much.
Well, he pins them down on shapes. Like, there's the regular arched eyebrows.
Yeah.
They're not too thick and they're not too thin. They're not too high and they're not too low. They're regular, man. And there is a straightforward, traditional person. And then there's the natural straight eyebrow, which aren't very arched. And they are a straightforward person who isn't afraid to be honest. Then there's the high arch. Like, you know those ladies in the 1950s who drew in their eyebrows and are doing that again? Those are a center of attention, natural born performer kind of person. And so on. But I also read something that, or heard something on the radio or something, that like when we meet people, when we try to be friendly, we don't even know we do it, but our eyebrows go up and down really fast.
Oh, really?
Like, and we make our eyes open.
Like a waggle.
Yeah, but not that slow, so it's creepy.
Right.
It's like this just instinctive primal thing.
I got you, yeah.
And that signals to the other person that we're friendly and we like them. But we don't even know we're doing it.
On their end, they must not even know they're registering.
Yeah, man.
Right? Like, consciously.
Yeah.
I got you.
I know, but now I'm intrigued about whether or not I waggle my eyebrows.
Sounds like you don't have any control over it.
I know. I don't like things I don't have control over when they're part of me.
I know.
Like my blood pressure.
Well, true that.
But I don't know. You obviously don't think a lot about eyebrows.
They're just... I do sometimes. They're indicators of different things to me.
There's
could be how lazy somebody is.
Oh, that would be me because I don't fuck them.
No, they don't have to be super well groomed. They just have to be not the kind of ledge eyebrows you keep the rain off your eyes. I've seen them, like some old men in particular.
Let's just say that if you have food in your eyebrows, someone might judge you a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. That's for darn sure.
Yeah, the food in the eyebrow thing.
Yeah.
Food
and
eyebrows.
I don't know. So, what else about eyebrows? You said something was bothering you, didn't you, about the article? Or?
No.
Oh,
I
nothing
just,
negative?
No, gosh.
Oh, okay.
No.
Just intrigued you.
I'm just intrigued by my own eyebrows and lack thereof. But I'm too
Your
lazy
eyebrows
slash
are perfect,
cheap
actually.
To go. No, they're too thin.
That's why they're perfect.
We have a friend who's a guy, and he dyes his eyebrows when he gets his haircut.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. Oh. I think if you know, you can notice.
I think I probably have known, but I've not remembered.
You've repressed it. Anyways, that person cares way more about how they look than I do.
I know. Did they dye something else?
Like their hair? I don't think so. I think they're just like me, and they have really light eyebrows with darker hair.
Oh, okay. I got you. So they're just darkening them up a little bit.
Like, I don't even have arm hair.
Wait, I only know a couple dudes that get their hair did, I think.
Get their hair did?
Because, like me, I go to a barbershop. There's no hair dye in that place. You know what I mean?
Rawr, go to a barbershop.
Yeah, well.
One time we were in Providence, I think, and Sean went to a barbershop where people were like, "You're gonna die here, man. You look like a cop. Get out. After they cut his hair. Got no self-preservation instinct, boo.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, all the
okay, tell us about the story about the lady in Providence who told you to be careful when you were going to get your hair cut when I was speaking.
Well, it was not the greatest of neighborhoods, but that's where I like to walk when we're exploring the city. So you were busy, and I went to try to find a barber, and I couldn't find one, I guess. Maybe, I think the ones by where you were working were very expensive.
Yeah, so you're being cheap. Like me and my eyebrows.
I was being adventurous, man.
Cheap.
And everybody in the barbershop didn't pay me any heed. They kept up with their lively conversations, and the guy that cut my hair was very, very nice.
But talk about the lady outside.
And when I left the barbershop, and I was like two buildings down, two storefronts down, this little old Asian lady who's walking down the sidewalk saw me, and she's like, "What are you doing around here?" And she pointed at me with her little finger and poked me in the chest, and she's like, "Where's your vest?" And I was like, "What?" She's like, "You look like a cop. You better get out of here," or something like that.
She was trying to take care of you.
So I was like, "Thanks, I appreciate it."
Unless she was but like a drug dealer.
Right? She probably was.
Drug dealer. Oh. Interesting.
So I just walked back from which way I came. Nonchalant. It was all fine.
I like to think she was trying to take care of me when she wasn't the drug kingpin.
Oh, maybe both. Who knows?
Life was short.
I had a thought in the car.
Again?
Yes, because we have the wrong time in our heads for the party that we're going to, which is at 5:30 versus 5. If we go directly to the party right now, which is like, you know, it's a half an hour away from our house initially, but so we've driven and we have like 10 minutes left to get there, and we just realized that we had the wrong time for the party. We thought we were going to be fashionably a half hour late, but instead we would be right on time.
Yeah.
And Sean thinks we should go get Taco Bell because we don't have Taco Bell in our town, but I said we can't go to get Taco Bell because
we
will smell like Taco Bell.
You will not smell.
Dude, we
like
will
Taco
smell
Bell.
Like Taco Bell.
You are so silly.
I'm not silly. There's a smell.
By silly, I mean.
No, don't go that
silly.
Way.
Silly. Not this way?
That's the way towards Taco Bell.
I'm going to Taco Bell.
No, you
Bell.
Can't go to Taco Bell because then we'll smell like Taco Bell.
Dude, I'm going to Taco Bell.
Why do you think you hate me?
I don't.
You just want to be able to have all our friends be like, "They ain't got no class."
We even have time to go in, so we don't
have
to.
We are not going
car.
In Taco Bell.
Come on,
and if you
man.
Eat Taco Bell, you will spill Taco Bell because you always spill.
That's why
Taco
I want to go
Bell.
In. I don't want to eat in the car because I'll get it on me.
If we
then
go
I'll
inside
smell
the
like Taco
restaurant.
Bell. No,
we
you'll
will,
smell like
the,
KFC.
The pervasive fried chicken Taco Bell smell will get us.
It's kids. Yeah, but they won't know we're kids.
It'll seep into our hair and our non-existent eyebrows, and it will. Oh my gosh. I feel so white.
We will drive from here to there with the windows down.
No, it's not warm enough.
Yeah, it's like 50. It's 53 degrees. You could almost cook a taco at 53 degrees. It's
so warm. I can't do it.
What?
We can't.
All right, you
do
can
it.
Wait in the car.
No, you can't go in there. Love? I'm not gonna wait in the car like a petulant eighth grader.
This is not a debate.
Ugh. Wait, why do you get to determine what we do?
Because you didn't speak up.
I did. I said no Taco Bell.
That's not a
no
choice.
No way in hell, Taco Bell.
There's no food attached to that choice. No. You didn't throw out an all. You want to go to Burger King and
Let's
have a Whopper
get sushi.
Instead? That's not in our time frame, or I would.
We could get grocery store sushi.
No. Is that really what you'd rather do that?
We'll smell like Taco Bell.
Come on, let's go
get
some
grocery
sushi.
Oh, no, the grocery store sushi. The sushi.
The sushi. The grocery store sushi definitely will smell.
I'm scared. Oh, he turned towards Taco Bell.
I'm super close to Taco Bell right
He's
now.
He's so close to Taco Bell.
I can see the words
like,
Taco Bell.
It's terrifying.
And it's not just my imagination.
It is real. It's real. Man, really?
Just for like one taco each.
Oh.
I'll buy you a
the potato kind, the vegetarian one?
Really? You'd rather have that instead of one
Are you
of those
really going in?
Doritos.
You are going into.
I don't know. There's a lot of cars
out
there.
Yeah, man, it's too crowded.
What the heck's going on at Taco Bell?
You'll have to see other humans. Whoa! It's like a party at Taco Bell, man.
It's the holiday season.
So everyone gets Taco Bell in Ellsworth, Maine?
I guess, but I'm not good.
Oh, just go back.
I do want to.
Well, just put the car in reverse.
No, I'm just going to go this way because I'm going through the drive-thru.
All right, so this is what our life is like.
It's fun. I don't know if I'm going through the drive-thru either.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. The very next day,
you let out a fart. Writing. Tip of the paw. Yes, pod. Not pot. Pod. Oh, that was Gabby.
Oh, man. This week's podcast is called The Magic of the Eyebrow and Telling Details and the Barking Dog.
It's funny that, because we just mentioned Gabby. She has very telling eyebrows. Gabby's very expressive with her eyebrows.
Yeah. Oh.
Anyways. What is this thing? This telling detail.
It's a phrase or an image or a word that illustrates something about a character. It's pretty exact, and it's a magical moment of showing rather than telling. And it's usually pretty short.
And it's the opposite of a telling description.
That's right.
Yeah.
So for Gabby, who is now panting beside us, one of her telling details might be panting. Like this.
Yeah, but what does that mean? Because she's always panting.
It means that she's hot.
Really? I don't know either. Yeah. It's not all that hot in here.
Okay, so anyways, a telling detail is usually short, and it's the opposite of like a telling, like a description that's terrible, right?
Yeah.
So here's a bad description.
He was nervous and scared and sad all at once.
But here's a telling detail description.
He soothed himself, rubbing the tips of his own ears over and over.
Telling details make the characters and the settings feel real. If we say, Sean lifted his eyebrows, that's kind of a cliche, but it's also not quite enough to be a telling detail, no matter how much people communicate with their eyebrows.
That's right.
Also, do you think Santa communicates with his eyebrows?
Well, who's he communicate with? The elves?
Yeah, man.
Probably.
Like, do you think he just dryly arches an eyebrow?
Sometimes. They don't have to talk.
Santa usually has really straight eyebrows,
They've been doing
he?
That long enough to know. It's like almost telepathy.
Yeah, man. Well, it's magic. All right. So here is another bad description. Why? Why are you laughing?
Oh, no.
Okay. So here's a bad one.
They walked into an empty bar.
So there. We don't really see the bar, do we?
No, not at all.
So,
So, yeah.
Here's something a bit better.
Oh, jeez. I don't know why we do a podcast.
Why?
Because you're so weirdo. Here's something a bit better.
Well, I mean, a better description so we can actually see the bar.
All right.
This is how we're going to fix that bad description. Right.
So the bar smelled of beer and lilac bushes somehow. The Sonos speaker tottering on the edge of the reclaimed wood bar blared, "Something's coming" from West Side Story. A man leaning between ferns used a pencil to smash a hole into the bottom of a Bud Light can and chugged it all down. He crushed the empty can between his hands and belched out the alphabet to cheers.
That's my basement.
Wow, this place is weird, I said, and grabbed the door handle ready to bolt. Also, too, about our reason.
That's a great description right there. That's so funny, but it only smells like lilacs in the summertime.
Anyways, do you see the difference?
Well, heck yeah, I see the difference.
All right, so that original was they walked into an almost empty bar, right? But now we actually see the bar and we're walking in there with them, right?
That's right. Because you know what I picture when you just read they walked into an empty bar, an almost empty bar, or whatever, to me is that, well, mine may not be the last bar, but the last bar that stands out in my mind that I was into.
Yeah.
I actually remember, and it was an empty bar because they weren't even open yet, but I was by myself and the guy let me stay and serve me beer and we chatted.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the one that comes to my mind.
Oh, right.
And I'm sure that must be the way it works for most people. Rather than getting the description.
Right.
And knowing what the author is trying to fill into that hole in my brain.
Right, because you're trying to communicate your story. Right?
Exactly.
But we all have our own images of our past and, like, cultural context and stuff that might not be syncing
with
the author's vision. And that's why you don't want to be like super loosey-goosey and just say something like they walked into an almost empty bar.
Exactly.
Because
there's so many variations of the empty bar.
Yeah, man. So here's our quick and condensed writing tip of the pod, given to us by Gabby the dog, panting with me. When you're revising, think, can I make this shorter, tighter, quicker, more authentic? What telling detail can I show to make the people understand the bar I'm setting up? Right?
That was pretty concise, dude.
Thanks,
did you practice that?
All the time. All day. Gabby. Like, all day yesterday.
All day yesterday?
Gabby and I. Gabby's drilling on Shawnee's jeans.
She's nasty.
She's not nasty. That's the drill of love.
It's not the drool of love I like. Dog tip for life.
Life.
It's a bad one.
Why is it a bad
one? I mean, the topic is not all that pretty. But it makes total sense. Marty must have been paying attention to us or something.
How so?
Because his analogy for the most detail is in how he poops.
Oh, dear gosh. I'm so sorry.
And he said, you know, you take your normal dog, like Gabby, for instance. Any dog you know.
I don't want to know.
And they squat butt low to the grass. And they poop in one pile. Now, I learned a long time ago.
Oh, man.
As a young pup. But that's how we communicate with each other in a huge manner. But we can't really control that form of communication because it's all smell and it all comes out. But as I grew, I came to find that all those dogs that are pooping in one pile are putting all of their details right into one pile. So I developed this method of walking while I poop.
He does.
Thereby spreading out the details and hopefully unwinding some of them and providing more detail. Right? So, his tip was be as detailed as you can, but as concise as you can in your details. Because then he said, if you notice, after you pick up all my little piles of poop, it equals no more than one big pile, but it's way more detailed.
That's sounds very Xenos, Barbie.
He's been working on that for a while.
Yeah.
He sits in here with you all week and he sees you at the podcast. And not always, obviously. He doesn't put this much work into it. But I don't know.
So Gabby's more like, hey, you know what? Notice the differences. Notice the eyebrows, the details, and that way you can use them in your story. And you can also understand the characters you're with. So, like, when Gabby looks at Sparty and sees that he doesn't stay still to poop, she knows that he's too nervous to stay still to poop. And that because he was a stray dog, he walks and moves because he feels like he always has to be on the move. Isn't that sad?
Well, I don't know. I feel like, just because he's a man, you girls just tried to strip him of his...
What?
Mental prowess.
I don't think we should go there, man.
And his zen. His zen thinking about the details.
Oh, boy, Gabby.
I'm sorry, Sparty. I know how it is.
Gabby.
I agree with you. You did a good job, buddy.
Oh, my gosh. So wrong.
Hey, love. Now that people have blessed us with their time and listened to our podcast, what other little tidbits should we tell them?
Well, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Artist in the song is Night Owl by Berg for Free.
That sounds so 80s. Anyways, it's cool. I like it. Got anything else going on in your world?
All the writing tips are at carriejonesbooks.blog. I just released a book called In the Woods with Steve Waddell. It's creepy, it's a little horrifying, and it's a little romantic.
Ooh, that's
cool. And it's a summer buzz book from Publishers Weekly.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What else?
I have a Patreon.
Oh, yeah. That's.
You can find us on social media.
The Patreon's a great way to read a book that's never been published by you.
Yes.
Only Patreon people get to read it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Subscribers,
man.
I mean.
And you get special content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can get special gifts, too, right?
I do. I send out art.
Carrie Jones paintings, which are all beautiful.
And books sometimes.
Yeah.
Signed.
Signed by me.
Sean.
Just kidding.
What do you want to tell people, honey bunny?
I don't know. Just thank you. Thank you for listening.
Please like and subscribe and share.
Yeah, you said that.
Oh.
At the beginning, but we can say it twice.
Can we say it 87 times so people really do?
They'll probably just shut it off after like the 80th one at least.
Like, subscribe, share. Like, subscribe, share. Like, subscribe, share. Like, subscribe, share. No.
Get out and live your life.
Yes.
No matter what.
The whole point of Dogs Are Smarter Than People in this podcast is to try to make your life a tiny bit better for at least 2 seconds, in which you're like, at least we're not them, buddy. At least we're not them.
That's all. That's a good one. People always have that outlook. At least we're not them. Having fun.
I love you.
I love you.
Okay.